Opponents of the Minnesin Compressor Station, which was built on a residential road in the hamlet of Westtown, traveled to Midtown Manhattan Tuesday to urge Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand to break her silence. Asha Canales is with the group Stop the Minnesin Compressor Station and one of those demonstrating.
Our population in Minnesin so closely approximates her political identity that we feel that it's all the more glaring, her silence over the last 2 years.
She says opponents pursued Gillibrand more aggressively than fellow Democrat Senator Charles Schumer because they felt that they would have a better chance of having Gillibrand speak out on their behalf, given what Canales calls Gillibrand's political identity.
Her political identity is very much tied up with the notion of being a mother and protecting families, and she also she represents herself as someone who is very concerned about 9/11 first responders. She worked on the Droga Act with John Thiel, a very prominent 9/11 first responder. And on top of that, she's always claimed to be an advocate for New York State's farms and agriculture.
The Minnesink station is on a rural residential road in an area where many 9/11 first responders reside. And while John Feel, founder and president of the Feel Good Foundation, does not live near Minnesink, he has been actively opposing the Minnesink station on behalf of first responders. He, too, was slated to take part in the demonstration, along with Angela Monte Fox, founder of the Mothers Project and mother of documentary filmmaker Josh Fox of Gasland fame. The Minnesink Natural Gas Compressor Station was put online in May, yet opponents are trying to turn back the hands of time. They have a case before the U.S. Court of Appeals challenging the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval of the Minnesink project, and hearings are scheduled to begin next week, which is a major reason Canales says the demonstration is happening today. Opponents want Gillibrand to submit documents in support of their case. They have written her a letter dated July 9th, urging her to stand with them or, at the very least, to take a stand. They're calling on her to hold congressional hearings to investigate the regulatory process when it comes to siting and monitoring natural gas infrastructure.
We've met with them probably 6 times now. We've had numerous teleconferences with them, hundreds of emails over the last 2 years. And they've indicated that they are sympathetic and that they are, you know, that they will help us. And then we go home, we go back to Minnesink, and we hear nothing, nothing at all.
Repeated requests for comment from Gillibrand's office were not answered in time for this broadcast. Canales says they've contacted Schumer's office and plan to do so again, along with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, a Democrat whose district includes the town of Minnesink. Canales says she and Stop the Minnesink Compressor members most recently met with Gillibrand's aides in Washington, D.C., April 18th. Opponents and some residents have raised concerns about health and safety, while a spokesman for Millennium Pipeline's Minnesink Compressor Station has said the project passed rigorous emissions and safety reviews prior to being put into service. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.